You reach for the top olive oils and invest in the best pans. But in the kitchen, how well do you care for your greatest tool, your hands? When mine take a beating cooking and cleaning, which is often, I use Bag Balm to work its wonders on my poor, distressed skin. Created 125 years ago on a Vermont dairy farm, their soaps smell great and clean hands without stripping moisture, and their fast-absorbing lotion means I can quickly get back to cooking. Treat your hardworking hands to Bag Balm, every chef's best friend. Use code FOOD52 for 20% off your order on bagbalm.com. Good through 2024.
At Total Wine & More, find the best gifts for everyone on your list, whether it's a Cabernet for sis or a single barrel bourbon that dad will love. With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More. Spirits not sold in Virginia and North Carolina. Drink responsibly. B21. Where can you find the best gifts at great low prices that everyone will love? At Total Wine & More, of course, with so many great bottles to choose from. Find something for everyone on your list, whether it's a Cabernet for your sis, sparkling wine for a coworker, or a single barrel bourbon for dad. And if you need any help, just ask one of their friendly guides for advice. With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More. Spirits not sold in Virginia and North Carolina. Drink responsibly. B21.
Oh yeah, so good. Hi, this is Play Me a Recipe. My name is Hedy McKinnon and I'm a food writer and cookbook author. Today I'll be making my creamy tahini mac and cheese topped with tater tot, which actually contains no cheese at all as it's vegan. The recipe is linked in the show notes if you need to refer to it, but otherwise we'll be gathering ingredients, boiling, blitzing and tossing everything alongside each other. Feel free to pause or jump back if you need a sec. So this dish is one we usually eat at Thanksgiving or during the holidays. My family and I moved to the US from Sydney, Australia about 6 years ago, and after trying the traditional turkey and vegetable sides, we decided we needed to forge our own tradition by enjoying an indulgent carb-heavy pasta and potato lunch for Thanksgiving instead. We always serve mac and cheese topped with tater tots at Thanksgiving, but this year I decided to lighten things up a bit by making the creamy tahini pasta from my book Family, adding in some green beans, cause it's Thanksgiving, and topping it with golden tater tots, of course. So for this recipe, you'll need a pound of pasta. Today I'm using cavatappi, but any type of short textured pasta will do. 7 ounces of green beans, a handful of chopped chives or scallion, a lemon, extra virgin olive oil, salt, pepper, frozen tater tots, which have been defrosted, half a cup of tahini, a garlic clove, and 2 tablespoons of nutritional yeast. You'll also need a large pot for boiling pasta, a colander, a food processor or blender, and an oven-proof dish. So the first thing we're going to do is preheat the oven. So let's turn that to 400 degrees Fahrenheit. And the next thing I'm going to do is get a big pot, and I'm going to fill that with water to cook our pasta. So let's get that water cooking. I'm going to add a good amount of salt to the water because we always want very salty water when we're cooking pasta. And where's my lid? Let's put that lid on. So while that water is coming to the boil, we are going to prepare our vegetables. Well, there's not too many vegetables, but there's green beans. Green beans is a bit of a Thanksgiving tradition. And whilst this is not a very traditional Thanksgiving recipe, I still like to add a few elements of tradition in there. So we're just gonna cut these green beans up into about 1-inch pieces. So I've got some scallions here and I'm just gonna give them a bit of a rinse. I'd just like to add a bit of scallion for some aromatic flavors. Just gonna chop that up. My family absolutely love this pasta tradition that we started a couple of years ago. We were finding that because I'm vegetarian and my daughter is vegetarian too, that we just had so many leftovers. So Pasta is a dish that we can all eat, and in particular, because this one is vegan, pasta recipes tend to be incredibly heavy, and this one just lightens things up a bit, which is what we love about it. So we've got our green beans ready, and I've got my scallions chopped. I'm just going to go over and check the water and see how that's going. And while the water's boiling, let's just talk about tater tots. My kids absolutely love tater tots. We usually don't eat them in our family except for during Thanksgiving or the holidays. So this is definitely a holiday treat. Now, when you're using tater tots to top a dish that's already cooked, as this one is, I like to use them defrosted because that just reduces the cooking time and it means they get golden quicker. So I've got 2 pounds of tater tots, which I've defrosted. So I've left them out of the fridge for a number of hours. And yes, it's bubbling, so it's ready to go. So let's get our pasta. Let's tip that in. Give that a bit of a stir. And that's going to take about 8 minutes. So I'm going to watch that. And then when there's about only a minute to go, we're going to add our green beans. The green beans only need a very short amount of time because they're going to continue cooking in the oven. And also it's a good idea to have a cup or a mug in hand right now, because before we drain the pasta, we're going to take some of the pasta water, which we're going to use to thin out the tahini sauce if we need to. I'll meet you back here after the break. Hi, and welcome back to Play Me a Recipe. I'm cookbook author Hedy McKinnon, and today we're making a tater tot topped creamy vegan pasta, which is the perfect plant-based main dish for the holidays. You can also find the recipe in the show notes, but as a reminder, we'll be slicing, dicing, baking, and totting everything alongside each other. So feel free to pause or jump back if you need a little more time. So I've got my green beans and pasta draining over the sink. So for the tahini sauce, we're going to add 1 roughly chopped garlic. So putting that into the, I'm using a Vitamix, but you can use a food processor or a blender, whatever you've got. And then I'm going to add 1/2 cup of tahini paste. Now my tahini paste is a little bit separated, which means the oil has separated from the solids. So I'm just going to give that a bit of a stir first. So let's get 1/2 cup of tahini into the blender. And some nutritional yeast, which is a really nice way of adding a bit of a cheesy flavor to any pasta dishes or any dishes really. An excellent, excellent ingredient for vegans. And I'm just going to squeeze in the juice of 1/2 lemon. And now I'm going to add in 1/2 cup of my reserved pasta cooking water. And that goes. Now let's blitz it all up. So that's looking good, but it definitely looks a little thick. So I'm going to add a little bit more of my reserved pasta water, just about 1/4 cup. And let's blitz that again. All right, let's give it another check. Okay, the texture of that is looking great. And have a little taste now and season with some pepper and also a little salt. Give it all a good stir. Let's have a taste. That tastes great. I can't believe how cheesy that tastes. Now we're ready to put our pasta together. So to save up on washing, I'm just using the pot that I cooked the pasta in, and I'm going to add the pasta and beans back into that pot. And then I'm going to pour the tahini sauce straight into the pot. Get that all in there. And then to the same pot, I'm going to add the chopped scallions and a bit more pepper actually, and more salt. And let's mix this all together. What I love most about this vegan pasta is that it's creamy without trying to replicate the flavor of cheese. I find with a lot of vegan pasta dishes, you have to add in so many things to try and replicate that cheesy flavor. But here we're relying on the earthy goodness of tahini with a little bit of nutritional yeast just to create that creaminess and that lovely umami flavor. So I'm ready to add my pasta to a oven-proof dish. Now I'm going to be honest, this is actually my favorite part of the recipe, which is topping the pasta with the tater tots. And I aim for complete coverage, which means I'm trying to get as many tater tots as I can because the tots are usually the first thing to go on this dish. So I'm using a 2-pound packet of tater tots and I'm going to pile them all the way around on top of the pasta until the pasta is completely covered. So there we go. My entire pasta dish is covered. I've used most of the 2-pound packet. There's probably about 20 tots left over and I'm probably going to put those just on a tray and bake them alongside this dish. So let's get that in the middle of the oven. And that's going to bake for, I would say, 25 to 30 minutes or just until the tots are golden. So I'm going to set my timer. Okay, so time to dish this up. I'm going to steal a little tot off the top and give that a taste. Oh yeah, so good. So I'm going to get that spoon in and get right to the bottom of the pasta. Oh, that looks fantastic. Now, a note about this pasta recipe, it's not creamy like a traditional mac and cheese is. The tahini has more wrapped itself around each strand of pasta, so it's creamy without being overly oozy. Oh yeah, this is super perfect. So there we go. How did yours turn out? Was yours crispy on the top with creamy pasta in the middle? And will you be topping all future mac and cheese with tater tots? I hope so. Again, you can find the written recipe on food52.com. Thanks for joining me, Hedy McKinnon, on Play Me a Recipe today. Hope you have a wonderful holiday season and happy cooking.